This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And there's an awful lot of waste gets treated and recycled up at the Amy's Waste Treatment Centre at Waterbeach. It's there, that big place on the left-hand side as you go up the A10 towards Ely. I went along there the other day and I met up with John Twitchen, who's in communications for Amy Sespa. And we met and we had a chat in their education centre. And I said, I did remark, it's quite an education centre.
Yeah, that's right. It's a great education centre and we operate it with the County Council. We have, you know, dozens of schools and community groups come here every year to learn, as you say, to learn what happens to their waste and their recycling and how they can play a role in reducing, reusing and recycling more, and what happens to the rubbish that they can't do that to, that we end up processing here and recovering as much as we can from it.
Now, it's a place we all drive by on the A10. It's a huge site. What exactly goes on here? Because when you look out of your windows here, there's an awful lot of machinery in that going around.
Well, the biggest thing that you can probably see here, actually, is the landfill site. It's the biggest land area. There's the district council depot at the back side of the facility, the other side, and then the landfill site, which obviously only a small area of that is being used at any one time. Most of it's now full. The landfill site will be full in the next 10 to 15 years. The other activity, the buildings, if you like, where we've got a recycling plant, so all of Cambridge's recyclables come here. So your recycling bin is collected by the council and brought here, and we process it and basically turn it into bales of specific materials that are then sent for recycling into new products. And the other buildings here are processing your residual waste, so the waste that's in your rubbish bin. And we're recovering some more material from that, and then we're composting it, and then we're landfilling what's left over. And the third activity is your green garden waste and your food waste. Is brought here and processed here in a composting facility, separate composting facility. And then that's turned into a soil improver, which actually, as a member of the public, you can come and collect. You can dig your own compost and take it home and grow vegetables and whatever you want to do in your gardens at home.
So in terms of what comes in as opposed to what actually finally makes it to landfill, it is quite a small percentage, or not too bad a percentage, that makes it finally to landfill.
Well, just over half is being recycled in Cambridgeshire. I think we all agree we can do more than that as a society. But just over half at the moment is being recycled. But that does mean that just under half is ending up through one way or another, making it into the landfill site. And as I mentioned, that site is filling up. Over the next 10 to 15 years, it will be pretty much full. And we have to do something else with that residual waste, the stuff that's left over that no one can do anything more with. What you can do is recover energy from it, and you'll probably have seen and heard about the proposals. They have made the news locally, and we have consulted on them previously. There was a fairly long process before the planning application was considered. It was refused, and ultimately then we've appealed that decision, and we're currently in the hearings at the moment with a planning inspector considering our appeal.
You say it was refused, but the planning people on the council were in favour of it.
Yeah, so the process, same for a porch or a house or a waste facility, actually. You put in your application, officers review that application, and obviously the more complex it is, the more of an involvement there is in that review process, more dialogue there is, more consultation there is as well. And so in our case, officers made a recommendation to approve the proposals for an energy from waste facility sized at 250,000 tonnes. So we landfill about 200,000 tonnes here. So it's just a bit more than we landfill. But of course, there's 75,000 new homes proposed for Cambridgeshire, and each one of those produces a tonne of waste on average. So 250,000 tonne energy from waste EFWE facility, recovering the residual value from that waste that currently goes to landfill, leaving a very, very small amount that then, has to go to landfill or otherwise be processed. So officers recommended approval. Councillors decided to refuse on two grounds, which really were around landscape and visual impact. So obviously, it is a big building. The ones that hit already are fairly big buildings, with a chimney, an 80-metre chimney stack, which is required under the permit to operate, the environmental protection permit. And also the impact on Denny Abbey, which is next door to us. Now, you know, on the first point, obviously, it is a tall structure, a flat landscape, and that is what it is. On the second point, we had a mitigation package agreed. It's still in place. There's a lot of things agreed, actually, a statement of common ground, but obviously a couple of points that are subject to debate. So we're hopeful. We're, you know, positive in the process that we've gone through to date, in terms of how the planning inspector, you know, is making sure that all sides get their point of view across, and he's considering that over the next few months before he writes his report and recommendation.
Okay, and so fingers crossed, from your point of view, fingers crossed on that. What will that mean in terms of local infrastructure, local jobs? So presumably it's a good thing. What happens if it gets rejected? Presumably this all has to go somewhere else to be dealt with.
Yeah, so as I said, the stuff that's landfilled at the moment, the residual waste, that will still be, you know, be here. And as the landfill fills up, a decision will need to be taken about where that material goes if there's no EFW here. And that would mean back on a truck, back on the road, to another site, potentially out of the county. And in fact, the UK currently exports 2.5 million tonnes of waste to other countries, who then use that to produce energy and heat, and they use that energy and heat. In fact, we buy some of those green electrons back, and they decarbonise the UK grid. We, the UK, that is, not Amy. And so, you know, that would generate more traffic movements. So obviously, you know, with all the waste coming here, it makes sense to put it here. But if it's not here, then it would have to be somewhere else, and that waste would have to be treated and processed somewhere else.
And as you say, if it is done here, we've got local buildings going up in Waterbeach. Is there a link between the two?
Yeah, so we would generate electricity and heat. Now, the heat is actually a byproduct anyway of creating electricity. So basically, you burn the waste. It's an incineration process, but with energy recovery. You burn the waste, you generate steam, effectively. You use that steam to turn a turbine, and you have heat left over. So the turbine generates the electricity, and you have waste heat. Now, we'd really like to use that waste heat as well. It would massively increase the efficiency of the facility. Obviously, the primary purpose is to treat waste. Secondarily, then, is you're generating electricity, but also you have this heat to use. So 11,000 homes over the road, we could supply those with heating, which would do away with the boilers that would be in each property. So obviously, it's a big decision to take, and it's important that it's taken at the right time. And that's a conversation that will, I'm sure, will go on for the next you know, weeks and months ahead. But it's a really important opportunity. I mean, it can't be understated. I think one thing to add is that the government recently announced that they were banning boilers, gas boilers, from homes from 2025. So if you build a new house, you won't be able to connect to the gas grid for heating. And so actually there's some big decisions that need to be taken anyway about how you heat and power homes. In fact, that's a really large part of, you know, what's coming next in terms of the 2050 net zero targets for decarbonising our economy. And we, you know, we strongly believe we're part of that process of reducing carbon emissions in the economy through the investments that we're proposing here.
It's an interesting point. As you say, we're talking about 2050. We're talking really about the next generations coming through. You know, my generation is one of those ones who are sort of kind of looking sheepishly going, my God, what have we done? And young people, we are seeing a change. David Attenborough made a comment only just a couple of days ago that, you know, there is a quantum change in the attitude towards plastic. And to my mind, that has really only happened in the past couple of years, and it is being driven from the youngsters up. Is that hence why you've got the education centre, and is that how you see things?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the education centre is a really important part of it. It might, you know, seem to, you know, a sort of casual observer as the least important part of the facility. But for me, it's one of the most important parts, because you can't fail to be inspired when you see how much rubbish is produced and what happens to it. And the really good stuff that goes on here in terms of recycling. But the takeaway message is reduce, reuse, repair, and recycle more. you know, that is a really powerful message. And you're absolutely right about Sir David Attenborough, and you know, he's really got stuck into it in the last 18 months, 2 years. I'd credit Surfers Against Sewage actually as well, who, you know, have been absolutely, you know, energized on this for a number of years now, running the Message in a Bottle campaign, really campaigning hard for deposits on containers, so that, you know, even if you don't value 10 or 20 pence, someone will, and that therefore means that a plastic bottle doesn't get thrown away or littered. It ends up in the right container. So that's the whole point of a deposit. Now, again, I think you and I are both of a certain age, Neil, and you know, I remember deposits on bottles when I was growing up. Oh, yeah. And I think, you know, we're going to end up back probably not exactly where we started, you know, plus the internet, but actually going back a few steps in terms of how we manage resources and how we steward resources. That doesn't get away from the fact that there's some stuff left over that we need to manage. But I do think that there's going to be, you know, that sea change that Sir David refers to is absolutely, you know, we're at the start, not the end. And that's what I say to young people that I speak to, you know, is you're part of the solution. And I'm sure in the next 30 years, I've been involved for about 25 years, in the next 25 or 30 years, you know, you're going to see a huge shift. And, you know, as Amy, we're really keen to support that and promote that as much as we can.
OK, now we're here in the Education Centre. It does beg the question, if people want to come and see this, it's an Education Centre. How can they come along?
Yeah, so visit the website. So you can go to waterbeachwastemanagementpark.co.uk, and there's details on there of how to contact and book. But a school or a community group, very welcome. We're actually quite booked up, so it might be a month or three before there's a date that works for all of us. But yeah, there's always school groups and community groups coming in. And also our education officer, who does a brilliant job working with the county council. He's often out and about. In fact, he's out today at an event, which is why we can sit in here in peace and quiet, and there's not 15 or 30 children in here eating their lunch or just about to go home or whatever. But it's a great venue, and you know, I'd encourage as many groups and schools to come as possible.
John, it's a pleasure to see you here today. Thank you for bringing us up to speed. It's interesting. It's a fascinating place. I want to keep our eye on over the next few months and years.
Yeah, and just a final shout-out, actually, for the Rotary Club Young Environmentalist competition.
Indeed.
Entries in by the 4th of December, I think. So there's still time, and we're really keen to see those entries come in. So have a look at the Rotary Club, and I think on the 105 website as well, there's some information on your website, and get your entries in ASAP.
Super. John, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks.
There we go. That was on my trip up to the Amy Waste Treatment Centre up at Waterbeach. My thanks again to John Twitchen from Amy for that.